evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. I believe it is 6/13/2024. I'll tell you what. If you just go down Steve Quayle's site and you look at the headlines, it just never ceases to amaze me, ladies and gentlemen, what's actually going on in the world. Now, consequently, they're just now talking today and yesterday and the last day or so this week. Yet I told you, what, weeks ago now, about the Russian sub and the 40-meter handband guy. And then all of the different ones off the coast. And you know, now they're just now talking about it, you know, on Fox. And I don't even know if CNN is covering it or anybody else. MSNBC is covering it or any of the regular channels are covering it. Because Biden will take them out behind the woodshed and whoop them, you know. He'll take them Ruskies out, right? And then they keep saying that they don't have any nuclear weapons, all right, on board any of these vessels. I don't know if they can really even say that. And then that's not the whole matter. That's not the whole matter because there are other Russian subs which are off the coast, the East Coast, the West Coast, and the Gulf Coast. They just are not surfacing like the one that surfaced and talked on 40-meter handband and warned us. How would you feel like if we went back to Cuba and they had the Cuban Missile Crisis all over again? And then now the United States has sent the fast attack USS Helena to Gitmo, to Guantanamo Bay. It's a fast attack U.S. submarine. And that's Guts Poker. I understand that. Sending it to Gitmo. But do we really want to goose this thing? I don't know if we do or not. But if you're going to be doing this stuff, then I'm going to tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, you'd better make sure that you're understanding Matthew 25, that you need to be prepared. It's a general preparedness thing, but it talks about the lamps and the lamp oil. Okay? And it tells those that don't have them, don't expect to like get any from the people who do, but to go out and buy some, go to those that sell and buy some for yourself. Matthew 25. And when they go out to get it, then the bridegroom comes in. And then those that were ready go in with the bridegroom into the marriage, and the door is shut. So then those who waited or did not prepare come and say, Lord, Lord, open to us. And what does the Lord Jesus say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So this is the time to get any preparation yet. If you can just get one more can of chunky soup or one more can of Progresso soup, like a beef barley or something good like that, or a clam chowder. I mean, you know, there's all kinds of stuff to get. Chicken noodle, Diddy Moore beef stew. And I'll tell you what, there's nothing wrong with Spam if you slice it up and cook it. They're even advertising on TV. I tell you, you're going to want food, you're going to want firearms, ammunition, and you're going to want probably a way like a solar type power generator type thing. You got the solar panels, you juice up the off-the-grid power unit. You can shop now at stevequayle.com. You can click on them. And incidentally, If you haven't looked at the trailer of Steve Quayle and Daniel Holding's film, The Interdimensional Gates of Hell Have Opened, Earth in the Crosshairs, you ought to look at the trailer anyway. Take a look at it. Because I'll tell you what, you may want to order that if you can. So, where are we at? We're still real close to World War III. And then today, Zelensky and Biden, they revved up a 10-year deal. Ten-year deal of support, guaranteed support. And then this $50 billion tranche is just the beginning. Just the beginning. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry tonight. I'm having a little trouble here. But I have a voice, but I can't breathe good. And just to let you know, that's even with the oxygen. So I sound okay sometimes, but I'm not doing okay. And I want to let you know all prayers are needed and accepted. And God bless all those who also not only pray, but have also sent on Hawk a little something. Because I'll tell you, that's what's keeping me going and keep me on the air and keep my insurance paid so I can still stay in this game. God bless the beekeepers. An old crazy horse. And the sleeper. The Allegheny Mountain Gang. And to the freeholders. Yeah, the freeholder. New Jersey. The Rochester, Minnesota's. The Columbus, Nebraska's. And all kind of good people out there. Dunlap, Hampton, Iowa. Hats off to Dunning, Nebraska. I'll tell you what, God bless all of you. And it's Arkansas. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Dayton, Ohio, Mr. J.W., Dayton, Ohio, everything came in. I could add a stamp on it, too. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm having a little trouble breathing here. Just a second. Diamond Springs, California. God bless all the people. The Buffalo, New York. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, bless all of you and thank you. And I can't name everybody's name on air because I just can't do it. And it's too much for me, right? It's a second. Oh, man. Anyway, we got Russians all over us, like I told you we had the other day. And consequently, we're sending a fast attack submarines, the Helena, and God bless the Helena if you're there. Southern Command, stop worrying about all the LGBTQs. And I hope you got somebody with a cocked and locked 45. Or like somebody from Hunt for Red October, American boat driver. Not some red high-heeled shoed boat driver. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen, out there in the Navy. Second and fourth fleets. You're tracking them, but you also had a sub pop up in Miami Beach. And then at the same time, we got weather warfare. Isn't it interesting how the Russians show up and you got weather warfare, you know, with South Florida just underwater. Miami underwater, and we had a sub off of Miami Beach the other day. Surfaced after helicopters were heard by some hams. U.S. military helicopters were heard out there looking at the boats coming in the water is going towards Cuba, surface ships, and even cargo ships, all right? And then when they came back in towards Miami, there they see a sub sitting straight up in the water off the beach there. Could have run in for on a jet ski for Pizza Hut, you know what I'm saying? Or Domino's or whoever you like. And I always remember the one back about 2:04 or 2:05, which was off, I believe, Atlantic City, New Jersey. And there was a Russian sub surfaced up down in a jetty in the background. You could actually see from the video. You could see the video of the Atlantic City, you know, the like the Ferris wheel and the different stuff. On the piers up there. And you can see it in the background. Consequently, you know, it's like, I know we're supposedly able to detect them, but sometimes I don't think we are. And then the fact is, there's not only Russian submarines, but there are Chinese submarines and North Korean submarines. And the Iranians have a few. But here's the deal. You got hypersonic weapons on these Russian vessels, whether or not they have nukes or not. You got hypersonic weapons. You got cruise missiles. You also have the probability that they're also bringing in the Poseidon and the Russian Poseidon submarines that I've told you about in the past and how they brought them down the St. Lawrence Seaway into the Great Lakes. And incidentally, there was a 700, a huge freighter on Lake Michigan the other day. A huge freighter. I mean, a big one. All right. That in the middle of Lake Michigan, which is a fairly deep lake, ran over something. Ran over something in Lake Michigan that damaged its hull. So what was on the bottom there, or what came up from the bottom? Would it then interdict shipping lanes? Would it cause a problem? I don't know what was in the freighter per se. Could have been iron ore or something like that. I don't know. But that freighter was up there, and people didn't put two and two together, I don't think, because they don't know what they might have hit. Sure wasn't a log, you know what I'm saying? But it could very well have been one of the Russian Poseidon lay on the bottom attack submarines, which can cause a nuclear explosion because they have the nukes on them. And they're not necessarily detectable. Like they used to be. okay? If the whole thing is sitting on the bottom and ain't moving, and it's hard to detect, and it's activated either by communication or by a timer, you could have the Great Lakes roll down. You could have the Great Lakes roll from north to south. Into the rivers and hit the major cities along them. And I'm telling you, you need to be prepared as best you possibly can. There's all kind of rumors about different This headline right here on stevequayle.com, former Pfizer Vice President Dr. Mike Yeadon says COVID jabs were designed intentionally to harm, maim, and kill and reduce human fertility. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I've done this show before when I've had trouble, and I remember doing it when I couldn't even see one time. And I'm still doing the show, and God bless y'all out there for keeping me on the air. It's been over 20 years now. Some real good times, and I've had a few times where I couldn't be on. But I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And here we are. You could also have, you see, not only Russian subs, with nuclear missiles on it or hypersonic cruise, they say they don't have any nuclear weapons on board. Well, suppose the nuclear weapons are on board the way they were the first time. Suppose they already dropped them off in Cuba a while back. So they go into port, they juice up, and they're ready to go. Or you got Russian Bear or Blackjack bombers, which are also going to be participating in this summer-long drill in the Caribbean. They could fly in from Venezuela or fly out of a Cuban airport, and they could have on them. And they could fly in this afternoon with nuclear weapons. Or one of the cargo ships could have a nuclear weapon on board, and they could have it. It doesn't have to be the ICBM. It could just be a well-disguised and well under heavy containment, which would block the signature of the radioactivity. I don't know how to say it in the current terms. More like a lead box, you know, that's protecting and preventing the radiation from being detected, okay? Or it looks like something else, or what have you. That could be going on right now, much as it did back in during the Cuban Missile Crisis when the cargo ship brought the nukes in as well, okay? When JFK, who I guess Pompeo told Tucker Carlson while Pompeo was had his dog in a headlock or something, or had his dog sit next to him inside Tucker's car, allegedly. Allegedly, allegedly, Tucker says. I say, Tucker said. Told him it's illegal to talk about the CIA doing somebody like a sitting president, as in JFK, okay? Well, there's been a few hundred books written about it. High Treason, Best Evidence. I mean, just to name a few. I'm just looking at some on my shelves up here. Consequently, I mean, you can't say the CIA didn't kill Kennedy or participated in it. Who's zooming who? And then if you remember old Jim Mars, M-A-R-R-S, Jim Mars, The Rise of the Fourth Reich, that's a little good book, if you could still find that. JFK by L. Fletcher Prouty. L. Fletcher Prouty was the character of Donald Sutherland in the movie JFK, who meets Jim Garrison in the Ellipse. You know, by the pool, so to speak, you know, in D.C. And they talk about how Garrison's the only one to bring any kind of a case against any of the people there involved in the JFK movie. And he talks about all the different people in the CIA and all of them being involved. So I don't know about all of that. Been movies about it. But I'm going to tell you what. You'd better get prepared for who's going to come down your block. Who's going to come down your street. And I'll tell you what, you better be ready. And I think this could be a real cold, really cold winter. I don't know why I think that, but I think it could be because I think that the power grid, as I've been telling you for a while, may get knocked out. They don't have to hit 5 cities or 10 cities or anything, although the Russians could. They could also hit with cruise missiles, you see. Some of those 9 key power substations. You take out the 9 key power substations. Or maybe that was the 8 guys from Tajikistan were going to do that. Or maybe that's the guy in Queens. Maybe another one. That was arrested yesterday by the New York City police with a whole lot of 9mm mags and all kind of stuff in his back seat and all kind of things, whips, clubs, and a vest with the symbol, with the New York City Police Department symbol on the front. Where'd he get that? Or did he just get the patch from somebody? Or he also had the people who work on the subways and that kind of stuff. He had their vests. So they arrested him. So there's another one. And Biden's over there snipping the hair of the Italian prime minister. Okay? Female prime minister snipping her hair. And it's just ridiculous. And then up pops a guy and says something to Biden. He's trying to get him off the, you know, off the stage or figure out what to do. Then today Biden is watching a skydiver and giving him the thumbs up while he's supposedly over there, supposed to be in the deal. So while all of this is going on, he makes the deal with Zelensky for the next 10 years, and he says that the current tranche of money, the tranche, when you got a tranche, you got $50 billion or something. This would just be a drop in the bucket for the next 10 years. Then they ask him, well, how do you guarantee? They ask Zelensky that. They only call on two people from Ukraine and two people from the United States press corps. And that's it. And if you don't have enough of that going on, we got all kind of new diseases popping up. I guess we'll have to have new vaccines, huh? Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going to go wild weasel so fast. When it starts, you ain't going to believe it. And it started in some respects. For real, okay? So I don't know. Timing, anytime. Anytime. So the Russians are ready for a first strike a situation. And it doesn't have to be, like I said, it could be a tactical nuke, you know? And then I heard on TV last night, and then I see Al Turner reporting that an S-500 was deployed earlier than expected. Posture now consists of a nuclear first strike. Because out, as well as the Cuban stuff ongoing, which is the last for the summer here, summer exercises off Florida. And incidentally, they're not like only 90 miles off. They were 30 miles off and then things like that. And then out, I mean, they could have took a jet ski to Miami Beach. And now isn't it interesting that the weather warfare is ongoing big time? You know, I didn't look at to see on the Mimic, and I guess I should have. MIMIC, University of Wisconsin. It's the tropical moisture, which is what they're talking about. Tropical moisture, you see. And let's see where that moisture is coming from. Oh, yeah. It's kind of interesting. The moisture is coming up from the area hit Florida. It's coming out of offshore in the Caribbean, in the South Atlantic. So somewhere there's something ongoing that's creating it. And if you look at the Mimic MIMIC-TPW version 2, University of Wisconsin, and you'll see massive storms and stuff that are coming out, and then you'll see in South Florida, it's coming up from the Caribbean in the south. Weather warfare. Weather warfare. because South Florida is drowning, you see. At the same time, it's hot on the West Coast. It's hot in the center. And you're going to see some stuff flash up now in Texas on the rain. And I think you might see, you remember when Houston flooded a few years ago. So the whole deal is like an attack. And the Russians are good at doing the weather weapons. They've been involved in it for years. But it doesn't even have to be that. It could be the United States under the bankers, the big banks doing it. It could be anything. New World Order people, that's what they're doing. So if Russia's put the next generation of S-500, that goes out 500-mile systems, by the way, S-400s, 300s. Second generation S-500. And apparently they position them around Moscow, St. Petersburg, etc. And they've got them, they'll have them around strategic missile silos. But there are other submarines already off the West Coast and the East Coast and the Gulf Coast. And they're sitting down low. They're sitting further out, but they're sitting out just fine to launch nuclear weapons, hypersonic weapons. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe they ought to put Kamala Harris in charge, huh? Probably ought to put Kamala in charge. She can giggle about it. Giggle wiggle. I don't know. I don't know. The timing. I'm sure glad that I have, over the number of years, gotten long-term storage food. When I was able to, and God bless all of you who kept me on the air. But you better get some. You better get some canned goods. If you can get only one more thing, get one more ration for each person in your family. If that's 4 or 5 cans or 6 cans of Progresso soup, and beef barley is a real hearty one, I'll tell you, then that would be a ration per day for each can. You throw in some crackers. You can bake some bread. And incidentally, you better sharpen your K-bars and load your mags. Because you don't know who's going to come down your block. Or you don't know if the power grid gets popped by cruise missiles from the Tupolevs. Oh, man, oh, man. Great prayers to the old stagecoach stop and to the old marshal out there. And the old marshal, may the Lord Jesus touch him. Possibly has another surgery coming up. May the Lord Jesus protect you. Old sheriff, against all evil, and may he change your entire body with his power and his glory and restore you back to good health. And meanwhile, the stagecoach stop. They say that hay is filling up the barn. Canned goods fill our pantries, and the garden is beginning to produce. Water has not diminished. Jesus takes care of the details each day. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Do you hear me out there? There's power in the blood of Jesus. And all the prayers, thank you for all your prayers. And, you know, pray for other folks. Pray for the old sheriff, the old stagecoach stop. Pray for the jarhead. Oh, man, oh, man. So are we possibly going to get hit? The nuclear flash? We could very well be. But all they do, if they take out the power grid, I mean, they can pop one over the center of the East Coast, pop one or two over the Midwest, there goes the whole power grid. You don't even have to hit the 9 separate power substations or anything like that. You just pop, pop, pop. And there you got it. And it knocks the power grid out. EMP strikes above the earth. And if you don't want to know about what happens, then don't read this book. But William R. Forston, 1 second after, 1 second after William R. Forston, it's a forged book, I believe. Talked about that a lot of times. Yeah, and he said, don't forget Blacksburg, Virginia. Mr. R, you're right. Old Blacksburg, Virginia, if you recall that, ladies and gentlemen. You got the Kim Bio stuff that went on there, you see. And the shooters and the terrorists and all the different things rolling ring around the rosy. So I'm going to tell you, Sergeant Major Plumley, and we are soldiers, said, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves. And then Mel Gibson says, well, don't you want to, like a rifle, and get all you got is your 45 caliber. Well, Sergeant Major Plumley believed in the 45 the 45 Colt semi-auto, pull the trigger, pop, pop, because he knew that they'd be coming in quick. And he could get a good shot at him from a close distance. And besides that, Sergeant Major Plumley says there'll be plenty of rifles laying on the ground if I need one. Prepare to defend yourselves. Prepare to defend yourselves. And I think that another book that you might want to read, if you can get a hold of it, Dr. Cass Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M-S, Knowledge House Publishing, Buffalo Grove, Illinois. It was a copyright 2000. I don't know if it's still there, but you could take a look at it. Knowledge House, P.O. Box 4885, Buffalo Grove, Illinois, 60089. See if you might be able to find that. You can look it up online. Dr. Cass Ingram. How to use the latest and most powerful natural cures for the 21st century. And it's got stories about Ebola and stories about anthrax and different things and what you might be able to use or to take to prevent certain items, okay? Lyme disease, leg cramps. I mean, I'm just looking, thumbing through. Flesh-eating bacteria, that's MERS, right? So he's talking about how to use these cures, natural cures. To work on some of this stuff. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I've tried to tell you over 20 years, Brother Quayle's been on telling you for almost 40, I think, now. So we've given you plenty of time. If you're not prepared yet, then get started quick. And I'll tell you what, Dr. Cass Ingram is the guy that was dying of a particular virus, viral infection, and he couldn't, he's a big doctor in the suburban area of Chicago, and none of the people in Chicago could help him, and he was croaked, and they couldn't do anything. He went to Mayo Clinic, allegedly. And they told him, hey, we can't do anything for you. Can't do anything for you. You better go home and prepare. Then he gets home, and I think he might have had a good neighbor, like an old Greek lady or something down the road or down the street. Got him on oil of oregano. Oil of oregano. And he started taking that, and he found out after that that his strange virus started to go away. So the oil of oregano is something that you may want to have. And then there's another idea that is interesting because he took that and found out, wow. He went to the Mediterranean and found an island or found a place that had the most potent oil of oregano. And then he went to North American Herbs and Spices, North American Herbs and Spices. And then he had them do research on this stuff, and they developed then a process to get the highest possible content of the active ingredients of the oil of oregano. That's the stuff that will kill the virus, the bacteria, and the different stuff without harming your body. And it's a food. It's not a drug. It's a food. Then he had North American Herbs and Spices produce that, and you can get it. Oregano. They got a tincture and a little bitty thing, but I suggest that you buy the capsules, because if you get the little bottle of the actual tincture, in a sense, it it has a large, it has a very overpowering oregano smell that's just like too powerful for what you may want to have play with. Put drops of it in your water and that kind of stuff. But there had nothing wrong with it. I got some of that one time a number of years ago. I haven't used much of it. But you go to the oregano capsules. O-R-E-G-A-N-O-L. Oregano. Okay? That's a brand name. I've also found that there's a high level content of the active ingredient in the past. I have found it in oil of oregano capsules at Whole Foods. Not quite as high of content as in the oregano, but nevertheless a good content. A pretty good high percentage content. There's another book you might want to see if you can find by Pamela Weintraub, Weintraub. Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons. All you need to know to protect your family, the latest up-to-date life-saving information, advice from America's foremost experts, complete information on symptoms, risks, and treatments, a guide to stocking your medicine cabinet, specific tips for homes and offices and schools, etc. So now that book, if you can find that, you might or may not. It was Citadel Press. Citadel Press, Kensington. Citadel Press, Kensington Publishing Corporation. KensingtonBooks.com. See if you can find it. Bioterrorism, How to Survive the 25 Most Dangerous Biological Weapons. Pamela Weintraub, forwarded by Dr. Paul Rege, MD. That's another good book if you can find that. Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to get wild weasel before you know it. Yes, sir. Trying to breathe, ladies and gentlemen, just trying to breathe. That's all I'm trying to do for a second or two here. It's not the best radio. People say, well, why don't you get off? Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I was called by the Archangel Michael in a waking vision. And I saw him in heaven. I heard the angels sing. I heard the most beautiful melodic voice through a portal that appeared, or a window, or however you want to call it. A window appeared in the side where my windows in a bedroom, where I was sitting in a chair. And it was dark, and I was getting ready to go to bed, but I always sit in the chair and rest and think about the day or just pray to the Lord or what have you. And on that particular occasion, there were witnesses to it, a witness to it, my wife, who overheard what I was telling her and overheard the conversation the whole bit. She didn't see the vision, but she could overhear me talking to Archangel Michael, and Gabriel was with him as well. And I was recruited to work on behalf of the Lord Jesus, to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see as to what is to come and how to prepare possibly for it. And the first thing I'm going to tell you is you better have your relationship with Lord Jesus right as rain. You repent of your sins. Say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, and I ask you to come into my heart and to be my Savior. And if you're sincere, ladies and gentlemen, he'll do that, and he'll start to wash you clean. He will start to wash you clean. Start to wash clean, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, this is an interesting news. Idaho government. This is by article U.S. News by Ethan Huff, Natural News, June 13th, 7:03 a.m. from this morning. Idaho government shuts down water. Listen to this. For 500,000 acres of farmland in the latest effort to engineer mass famine in America. Idaho government shuts down water for 500,000 acres of farmland. Well, that's interesting. Why do you want to shut down your 500,000 acres of farmland? Well, you won't grow anything on the farm if you don't have the water, will you? Yeah. And then you won't get the tax revenue from any of the farmers either, will you, Idaho government? But then they're going and starting to go commie, Nazi, commie, whatever you want, socialist. I think Luciferian communists is the best way to describe these people. More than 200 billion gallons of water were released to prevent flooding, and the state's rivers have swollen beyond their banks, which means there's a lot of water to be had. Okay? Now, that's an idea of what's going on. At least a half million acres of farmland in eastern and southern Idaho are under a new curtailment order that restricts farmers in these areas from using groundwater to irrigate their crops. Thousands of farmers across the Snake River must abandon their fields, right, or else face steep fines. After the Idaho Department of Water Resources Director Matthew Weaver issued a curtailment order for six groundwater districts on May 31st. The 500,000 acres subject to curtailment represents about half of all the groundwater acres in the eastern Snake River Plain, which is really a big deal, but not only for Idaho, but for also the entire country, as those acres grow food for the nation. A lot of grain grown there. Data or water resources changes the methodology or processes it used to estimate water. Shortfalls determine curtailments. But there's plenty of water in the area from what you're saying. And ignores the reasonable use of Idaho's water. And that's according to the Idaho statement. Statesman's Adam Young, which means curtailment orders will be more frequent and more severe. I'll tell you what, you get these Luciferian communist people in there, and that's what you ought to call them to your face. Because they don't like it. They don't like that you know it. But there's another one. I could have a lot of grain, huh? Oh, that's the potato area. Ah, yes. I was trying to think of what it was. Thank you, Mr. Crazy. Crazy Caballo. Where the potatoes are grown. So they're going to lose about 4,000 an acre. The farmers. The water cut off. So I'm going to tell you what, you better get you some instant spuds somewhere, or canned spuds, canned potatoes. Or start growing some of your own in the backyard. I had good success with that once or twice, and then the next time I didn't. But you can get some good. It's a little late now because we're in June, but you might still try them. Get seed potatoes. And I'll tell you what, they eat good. Get some Yukon Golds or whatever, some good red potatoes. But that's going to be very interesting. That'll drive the price of potatoes up everywhere, won't it? And you know, you're over 20% now on most everything as a whole in terms of inflation. Now, how much electric generation do you think you're going to have if the Russians pop the power grids? Or if the people from Tajikistan or Hukabukistan or La 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 Land or wherever they're from. Because you don't know where they're from, Mr. Saranac Lake Ray Ray, and you just keep sounding the alarm, which guys supposedly find on a wiretap. Must have been the one people, group of wire, you know, people who were tapping the wires that weren't looking into MAGA Catholics or into the people that go to school meetings, school board meetings, and complain about their children being raped in the bathroom by some kind of transgender bunga bunga or whatever. Huh. Don't you go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Let me tell you what. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the American patriot, Bill of Rights people, Declaration of Independence people. People, you better be prepared out there. Fanning Angel, I know you're ready. God bless you. Vicky Lapua, stay on the optics, baby, and squeeze that trigger. Don't jerk it. Road and Track, Little Al, God bless you, and say hi to your daddy and your mama. Lord Jesus loves you as I know you love him, but you stay on your ninja ways and you stay on your Muay Thai ways. And do a